A federally funded study shows one in three Gulf War vets have health problems and are more likely to have a nerve disorder commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. But a review of research done on military personnel who served in the Middle East in the early 90s indicates no cluster of symptoms that clearly point to Gulf War syndrome. Anthony Hardy of Madison served in the U.S. Army during that time. He's one of many vets who linked their health problems to toxins they encountered overseas, including the nerve agent sarin and smoke from oil well fires.
Did a lot of running, breathing in the soot and the smoke from the oil well fires. Had lung problems that began while I was there, coughing up black sputum for the last 2 months I was there, and a month after I came home, never stopped coughing, and have developed, very shortly thereafter, developed a number of other health issues.
The Institute of Medicine reports as the varied symptoms experienced by both U.S. and foreign soldiers who served in the Gulf makes it hard to pinpoint a specific cause and to label health effects as a syndrome. The report notes that rates of cancer among Gulf War vets is inconsistent but warrants further surveillance. The scientific findings will help the government determine whether to compensate sick soldiers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.